This is Dakota Datebook for March 21st. North Dakota has its own version of the Grapes of Wrath. Similar to John Steinbeck's Great Depression story is The Bones of Plenty by Lois Phillips Hudson. She writes about the fictional George and Rachel Custer and their family's wheat farm near Jamestown during the Dust Bowl and Great Depression. The story unfolds over 15 months, throughout drought, fire, disease, death, and taxes. George Custer is a hot-headed farmer who reads the Jamestown Sun backwards and forwards and criticizes the federal government, the local sheriff, his landlord, neighbors, and members of his own family for their opinions and shortcomings. His wife, Rachel, is a former schoolteacher who thinks of the past and worries about her runaway alcoholic brother. The Custers have two children, Lucy and Kathy, and live near Rachel's parents, who are moderately successful after prosperous early years in farming the land near fictional Eureka, North Dakota. Around this date in 1933 of the story, George Custer visits his landlord in Jamestown to negotiate his lease. He wanted to put in more hay, but his landlord told him to plant 160 acres of wheat, to which Custer begrudgingly agreed before he left. Author Lois Phillips Hudson described the moment like this. He was very hot. His hands were slippery on the varnished arms of his chair. His hands were hungry, pleading to wrap themselves around a neck. Hudson's story also describes the bone-chilling cold of winter, the black dust storms of the drought, and the misery of Depression-era farm life, from nearly losing a horse in a poorly buried water well to a hay fire destroying a barn. And then there are anecdotes ripped from the headlines, such as the politics of Governor Bill Langer. She even references the 20-story white tower of the new state capitol building. It isn't a happy story, and it's one the author knew well, as Lois Phillips Hudson grew up on a farm near Cleveland, North Dakota. The farm ran to ruin in the Depression before her family became migrant workers, moving west to the state of Washington. In 1965, Hudson joined band leader Lawrence Welk in receiving an honorary degree from North Dakota State University. She died at the age of 83 in 2010. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.